in the possession of my family. And that is the end of my story.
It's a good story, and well worth the telling.
Please God, it will not be my last story. Shh! Someone is coming. The Scots, my friend! Scots! The day is ours! The army of King Harkon of Norway has been defeated!
Praise be to Christ!
Yes, today we have won, and the Viking army has been driven into the sea. What this may mean for Scotland, I do not know. But for today, it is enough that we have overcome, and that the name of my family has not been dishonored in battle. Would God that we may lay aside our swords and live the rest of our lives in peace.
And so it came to pass that the power of the warlike Odin and his pagan gods over the mighty men was diminished. In its stead, a more peaceful and Christian way was followed in the settling of disputes between Scotland and Norway. In 1266, by the Treaty of Perth, the Norwegians gave up all claims to the Western Isles in return for 4,000 marks for the sake of peace. In 1281, the Scottish King Alexander III gave his daughter Margaret in marriage to Eric, the young King of Norway and grandson of King Haakon, who had been defeated by Alexander here at Largs. Another marriage in 1469 between Scots King James III and Margaret of Denmark ended Scandinavian claims over the Orkneys and Shetland. No man is an island entire of itself. Every man is a piece of the continent, a part of the main. No nation stands and lives alone, unaffected by the other nations that wash under its shores or cross its frontiers. The Vikings came to Scotland as pirates and plunderers, destructive followers of Odin and Thor. But many of them remained here to live and work in peace and to make their own unique contribution to Scottish culture. The Battle of Largs may have marked the end of political dominance of the Vikings in Scotland, but their influence on Scottish life will never pass away.